find yourself fully sensing your body. Becoming aware of all parts, sight, sound, sensation, breathing. And now, let yourself become aware of that spot in the earth. And you're going to bring up a third chord now. One that moves up again through the earth and enters at the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, your first chakra point, visualize, and if you can, begin to feel that area spin. And as it spins, it begins to open. And from the center of that point, an eye emerges, and from that eye, see the cord of light move up. And now go to your second chakra point and begin to see it spin. And as it begins to spin, anything that is attached to that point, thought forms, images, shadows, colors, blots, move away, dissolve, or are shaken off. And the eye forms at the center, and once again emerges the cord, which now moves to the third chakra point at your solar plexus, and begin to see it spin. And as it moves, any residues, thoughts, blocks, cords dissolve away, leaving it clean and centered and whole. And now letting that eye emerge from the third chakra point, with your first three chakras now aligned and balanced, let the energy move up to the fourth chakra point at your heart and begin to see it spin. And as it moves, you feel your heart expand and calm. And as it balances, you begin to see the eye of the chakra opening and the cord moving out and now connecting to your fifth chakra point at your throat and neck. And as it spins, you experience your throat and your neck, and if there are any reactions, can quickly let them go, move them aside, let them be. And as it spins and centers, you experience the eye, and from the eye, the cord moving out of your five aligned chakras up to the sixth chakra point at your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And as it spins, both parts of your mind are opened. Thoughts that would otherwise distract are quelled. And now, with your sixth chakra balanced between both hemispheres, your right and left brains, see the opening, the eye, move upward and begin to open the seventh chakra point at the top of the head as if it were an aperture of a camera. As it spins, it gains greater size and openness. And all blocks of resistance to going, connecting to other places and dimensions, allowing in higher wisdom, is now freed from you. So taking a full breath, pulling the energy up from the earth, all the way through your aligned chakra system, through your body, energizing it, picking up speed. The energy of the cord now leaves the top of your head, moves out of your body, into the ethers, and out of this plane of existence into the universe. And for some, that experience may be to take them inward, whichever direction you find yourself traveling, as you move further away. In front of you, right now appearing, is the outlines, the beginnings, even, yes, the sensations of something that draws you. And as you move closer, the sense of perspective, sensation, dimensions become more fully aware to you, visually clearer to you. And as you come right up against it now, know that you are up against, you are at the point of entry, and this place is your sanctuary. This place is to be the spot where, whenever you need to have your own spiritual encounter with yourself, to meet your essence, to meet your guides, to meet your sub-personalities, to work out issues at higher levels of your own self, you may use this place, knowing that it is completely psychically protected, private, and ultimately yours to experience the most clearest and quality of communications. And so move through the entrance of this place, and as you do, begin to experience all, recording as many of the particular attributes of this place that you can, noticing all the details of shape. Is it indoors or outdoors? Is it a place familiar to you? Is it a landscape or a scenery? Or perhaps it's the content of a building, a room. Perhaps it's nothing definable other than light or dimensions or shapes. Whatever it is, note these things. Note your sensations and your relations to these things. And as you move in, you come closer to the center of the place now. And as you come upon that place, there is some form, container, body of water. It might be as small as just a drop. It might be as huge as an ocean. Whatever it is, notice what it is for you in your sanctuary. And as you come upon it now, reach your hand down into that water. for you are about to make acquaintance with a most important compatriot in your work. It is the self that created the personality that you experience. And pull forward now the essence of who you are. And as you do, notice what it looks like. Notice what and how you experience it. Perhaps it looks like yourself. Perhaps it looks nothing like you at all. But take a moment to embrace it and you. With the help of your essence from henceforth, you will be able to access different aspects of your own inner beingness, as well as invite in and work with guides from other places and dimensions. Let's access and introduce you to a couple of parts of your own beingness. Your essence now reaches inside of you and pulls out of you the part of you that is your intellect, your mind. Notice what your mind, your intellectual self, looks like. Imagine it as if it is a part of you, but indeed something that can be detached from you, quieted. And now allowing it to be there for just a moment. We're going to introduce you to yet another part of yourself. A part that is also equally as important. And your essence now reaches in and pulls from out without you, from inside of you outward. Your own child, your own emotional self. And notice as you greet it how that part appears to you. And now, the four essences of who you are. Your soul, your mind, your emotions, and the perception of your personality, your physical beingness that you transported there to your sanctuary are all present. For the next part of this experience, we're going to ask that your intellect be neatly, lovingly shut down and put in stasis. So you and your essence, lovingly, gently now, bring your mind and encapsulate it in a chamber of soundproof material. And in doing so, you place your mind in a state of suspended animation where it cannot comment, but it may observe and record in an unattached way. Without interference. And now, for the present time, we're going to have you look around your sanctuary and invoke with your will and or allow with your imagination any objects or characteristics that you wish to see unveil before you now. And now, with all of these aspects complete, with all of these parts assembled, we're going to have you take a momentary leave of your sanctuary. And to do that now, leaving your child, your essence, and your intellect, just for a moment, bring your physical manifestation out to the opening, the gateway of your sanctuary. And once there, with a movement of your hand, know that some form of a protection, of a lock and key, that is placing an impenetrable grid and protection around your sanctuary, such that whenever you leave it, no one, no energy, or no thing without your permission. And so, for a moment, come back down the cord that took you to your sanctuary, or move back through it, bringing all that awareness and all that sensation into your physical body, down through the top of your head. And be here in the present moment, right now, still accessing your faculties, but knowing that you have differentiated them. And with all that awareness, holding it simultaneously, open your eyes and be here in the moment. Now, before you do anything verbal, just take a brief census of everything that you're experiencing right now. And once you have your census taken internally, take a moment and report what you've experienced, which would include as much of a description of your sanctuary as you can recall, what you experienced from each one of your parts and how they looked, and what it was like to differentiate them.